I'm Liam Makem, KCBS Foodie Champ. Lilian Clement, Chef Rob Lamb. Good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Good to have you. I'm doing very well.
My nose led me here today. What are you cooking? What's in that big pot over there?
That big pot is full of pho. Takes about 72 hours to make.
Of course, it's radio, so people have no idea how big that is. That's the size of the bath that I used to bathe in front of the fireplace when I was a little kid growing up in Ireland.
It's
a big
wonderful pot.
Yeah. I'm just sharing stories with you. let's get into it. Friends, Lilian Clement, Chef Rob Lamb, 6 years. You've been open here now on Clement Street. How's it feel to have come this far? When you put your key in the door day one, what did you imagine Lilian Clement would be all about? What has it become?
Well, from day one, we wanted to be a neighborhood noodle spot. We wanted to provide something that the neighbors are used to, that they know, but in a more luxurious setting with sourcing that was true to the ethos of Northern California, farm to table, seasonality, sustainability. And I feel like we've done that. I think the community has embraced us, and I feel like we've put Vietnamese food in a better light than what the whole street food movement is. And, you know, just following in the footsteps of Charles Pham of the Sclandador, what he trailblazed for me and for us. Which is to not be a bunch of cheap noodle houses.
Cheap noodle houses. The food here is luxurious. My favorite thing on the planet is your pho. Talk me through the process of putting this dish together, which, by the way, as I take a little slurp, I'm going to tell our friends, wait, it's a hug of love. It really is. It's a big hug of love. Tell me about your pho. What makes it special, Chef?
Well, what really makes it special is the way you pronounce it. Pretty good for an Irish kid.
Thanks. Thanks, Chef.
What makes it special is that it's not made with MSG. It's not made in 8 hours. It's a melding of three different cultures and three different styles of making broth. It starts with the Japanese tonkotsu, which is the way that they boil their bones. We boil the hell out of our bones, marrow bones, beef neck, oxtail, beef shin. We boil it for a good 8 hours, constantly stirring it, constantly washing it so it doesn't burn. And then we strain it and chill it, and then we clarify it and fortify it with the French consommé raft. Ugh. So that takes another 6 to 8 hours. And then that in turn gets seasoned with cinnamon, ginger, allspice, five spice, fish sauce, and then it comes to your table.
My gosh, heaven in every little sip, every spoonful. You got a couple of other dishes on the menu. You can't come here and not have something fishy. Love your catfish. Talk me through this dish.
Yeah, catfish, you know, jacalavong. It's from the north. It's a dish based on a real, you know, plebeian style of cooking, making a dollar out of 15 cents, you know. We take catfish and then we marinate it in shrimp paste, coconut, turmeric, curry powder, and then we fry it and serve it with dill, which is really unique to Vietnamese cuisine. You don't see dill in a lot of the ingredients. But it works really well. So the dill, the shrimp paste, the fish, and rice noodles. It's a really beautiful bowl of noodles.
And who's our big rectangular friend here?
That's a shrimp cracker, you know. It's meant for added texture to play with your noodles. Very crispy, very shrimpy. We get that directly from Vietnam.
Oh, man.
It's a product that's been sourced by our owner's family. So they send us a lot of products from Vietnam.
My favorite dish here just is, Chef, and the first time I had it just blew me away. Continues to make me just fall in love with you a little bit more. And it is, of course, your braised oxtail in the Hue style.
Hue, yep, capital of Vietnam, the former capital of Vietnam.
Tell me about the components, the tenets of this dish, and what makes this dish special.
You know, everybody loves braised oxtails. I don't care where you are from. You hear braised oxtails, you're going to get it. Because it's the most luxurious thing you can get for cheap. you know, and my job is to make it as soft as possible. So I added to it, or I melded it with the flavors of whey, which is lemongrass, shrimp paste, tomatoes, and chili. So we braise it that way, but we do it more in the Italian style, which is adding mirepoix and almost making a bolognese out of the sauce. So if you envision this dish, it's really inherently Vietnamese in its flavor profile, but it's been kind of added to the Italian kind of braised, you know, Milanese style oxtail. So I have a sheet of pasta right on top, which, you know, is rice paper. And then we serve just a cilantro pesto glazed piece of bread to soak everything in.
But with the tomatoes and more spices, right?
Yeah, the tomatoes and the lemon, that is, the addition of lemongrass and chili, you know, really gives it a defining flavor.
And this dish comes with chopsticks and a pair of scissors.
Yeah, scissors to cut the rice paper with, and then chopsticks to shove it in your mouth.
Chef, drinks, cocktails are a big part of the story here at Le Leon Clements. You made a few beauties for us today. Talk us through this refreshing number right here.
Well, we Lily and I go out and dine quite frequently, and we both aren't drinking alcohol. So we look at the non-alcoholic beverage selections of a lot of restaurants, and we find them to be quite lacking.
Yeah.
So what we do is we take the tradition of Vietnamese xin tô, which are smoothie drinks that we drink in the summer, the winter, the fall. Any time of the year in Vietnam is hot, so we're always drinking it. But what makes it a xin tô is the addition of yogurt, a yogurt that we make with condensed milk and really good milk. And we combine it with what is in season, what we have that's beautiful right now from the farms. So I'm getting oranges from Schlederwitz Farms and passion fruit from Stepladder Farms. So we decided to meld the two and make an orange and passion kind of citrus soda. We add pomegranate juice to it for a little bit of color, and then we hit it with Seltzer Sisters water. Seltzer Sisters, a local company making seltzer fresh out of the bottle.
I have to tell you, there's not one part of you that tasted these cocktails and went, wait, where's the booze? They're so good. You've got a coffee cocktail right there, give you a bit of a buzz.
Yeah, Café Soda is the defining beverage of Vietnamese restaurants, so we wanted to develop our own version, which, you know, we import the coffee beans from Vietnam. We make it in-house. It's a really labor-intensive process, but we have, I think, one of the best Vietnamese coffees in the city. We serve it with a salty duck egg crema. So we take vanilla bean, we add it to cream, we steep it in cream, and then we fold in a whipped salty duck egg, and garnish it with some more shaved salty duck egg yolk on top. So there's a salt on bitter on sweet element to it that really balances it out.
Fired up for the rest of the day.
It's a lot of coffee. I've warned people, don't drink this after 6.
You're in trouble. Chef, by the way, friends, just joined us, Le Leon Clements. Chef Rob Lam, Mother's Day around the corner. Big day for your mamas. Big day for you to spoil your mama. What's happening here at Le Leon Clements?
We'll be doing a brunch price fix. We teamed up every year with Schubert's Bakery to do what I find is the finest cake around, the princess cake for every mom. So you'll see the menu online, but it's a really good brunch menu with lots of options. And then, you know, you get a slice of Schubert's pie.
Did you say Schubert's pie?
Schubert's.
Oh my gosh, Schubert's pie.
It's not pie, it's princess cake. So for all the princesses and mamas.
Yeah, bring them in. Chef Rob, 25 years, known you, maybe more. And I just see you more and more and more connected to your roots, food you love from home, and elevating all things Vietnamese cuisine. And it's just really awesome to see you in your happy spot and to see customers come through these doors, be welcomed into your home. They leave with happy tummies. I mean, that's something to celebrate, huh?
Yeah, I appreciate the support. I appreciate the job you're doing, enlightening our guests and listeners to, you know, small businesses within the Bay Area, and especially the ones that are trying to do something special for us.
You're doing it. Give me a handshake.
Thank you, buddy.
Tickle me as you do it. Chef Rob Lamb, Lillian Clement, come one, come all. More on Chef Rob Lamb's story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap.